when a high schooler in Finland went on a rampage a few months ago, killing 8 people and then himself, European Union leaders rushed to tighten gun laws that allowed minors to purchase firearms. Justice ministers of the member states just approved the new measures last week. But one Belgian city that suffered its own teen shooting isn't counting on laws to keep its kids safe. It's taking some surprising steps of its own. Terry Schultz reports from Antwerp.
It's been almost 2 years, and Gio De Weerd still can't believe what happened that day.
The woman, the Turkish woman, was sitting over there. She was sitting, reading. She was just... he shot her. Yeah. In Antwerp, we never had such a kind of a problem of that kind of madness.
The madness of Hans van Temse, the Belgian 18-year-old who shot 3 strangers in downtown Antwerp in May 2006 because he was furious at being expelled from school. It was while the shaken city buried the 2 victims who died that peace activist De Weerd says he realized such a shocking incident needed a dramatic response.
We already knew that during the funeral. We knew that the atmosphere was we have to do something.
By we, De Weerd means the Catholic organization he works for, Pax Christi, which was already active in teaching conflict resolution in schools. But few people could have expected the something Pax Christi decided to do, to make children walk in the footsteps of the killer, to teach them it was the wrong way to handle negative feelings.
That way, yeah. That's the way Hans van Temse came.
Shepherded along narrow cobblestone streets in downtown Antwerp, groups of students aged 9 to 12 retrace von Temse's deadly path in a sort of Belgian version of Scared Straight.
He came
from there, and then he walked that way, and you see that plate.
Interspersed with lessons in problem-solving, communication, and friendship, the youngsters see where von Temse bought the semi-automatic rifle, where he walked looking for victims, where he severely wounded one woman, and killed a 2-year-old and her nanny.
What do the children say?
Nothing. They're quiet. Yeah, very quiet.
Schools here are increasingly turning to students themselves to help in conflict prevention efforts. In a secluded cabin in the woods north of Brussels, a group of teenage peer mediators are training others how to counsel schoolmates who are fighting, being bullied, or isolating themselves. 16-year-old Jonas Dresen says he does see kids on campus who show warning signs of repressed anger like Hans van Temse did. The mediators are taught to reach out.
We learn how to act. We'll do our duty and we will come and help those kids.
While this program is only a couple of years old, he and fellow mediator Sarah Jibout says they are already making a big difference, especially with their younger counterparts.
I think this project will grow and it will help a lot.
Back on the streets of Antwerp, Gio De Weerd defends what some may consider too graphic a teaching example for 9-year-olds.
It's important that they know that life goes on, and that if life goes on, that it should be less violent. And I think it works.
He suggests American cities that suffer from violence should take a look at Antwerp's idea and perhaps take their own walk. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Antwerp, Belgium.